Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by the leader of the boys, Rich Stamboli.
Yeah, baby. I want to start my own, you know who the Proud Boys are?
Yeah.
I want to start my opposite group of boys who are just good, and are just called the Good Boys.
The Good Boys?
Yeah, we're nice. We're like real sweet. We'll help old ladies to their car.
I like it.
We're not racists.
Yeah,
we're
just
very kind to everybody we meet.
Can you imagine walking around and be like, oh no, I'm part of the Proud Boys?
Oh,
like,
God.
Just even saying those words together.
Disgusting.
You know what I think? Eek.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a show all about professional wrestling. A lot of pro wrestling news today. Next week is All Out, next Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Los Angeles, California, next Saturday. So I think I'm going to do a watch along there from the TBT Studios in Beverly Hills. And then you're going to be doing the chat. You're going to be doing the live tweeting.
Yeah.
So we'll do it that way. But there is a ton and ton of news. So let's go right into this All Out stuff.
Let's do it, baby.
John Moxley out with MRSA.
Awful.
A staph infection in his elbow. Now,
awful.
He had this happen a while ago. He had this happen when they were clearing out his elbow with the previous thing. And I think he tore his tricep. Right?
Yeah.
He had an injury, and then they went in to clean his elbow, and he was out for way longer than they thought he would be out. He was out 3 to 6 months, and
almost
he was out
died.
9 months.
Yeah.
MRSA's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Staph infections are no joke. Do you remember back in, like, the early 2000s, everybody got a staph infection because of dirty mats?
Austin, I think, kept wrestling, and he just had, if you watch those old, those like late 90s, early 2000s Austin matches, he's got his elbow, like, wrapped up from the bottom of his shoulder to, like, his forearm.
Because he had a staph infection.
Yeah, and it was just, like, so wrapped, and he had a staph infection.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. So he's out of All Out.
Which effing sucks,
which
dude.
Which sucks, because they really built this. But
yeah,
they had a good replacement. Pac.
Yeah, dude. Do you think that's a good replacement?
I think so.
Okay.
Right? What do you think?
I immediately, my mind went to Okada.
Oh God!
I was like, how are they going to beat this? It sucks. I hope the dude gets better. You know, like, it's unfortunate that this happened so close to, like, the debut.
Well,
you know.
He may be out of that debut.
The All Out debut.
Oh, the All Out. Yeah.
Because this would have been his first, like, pay-per-view match, right?
No, he was on the last one.
Well, I mean, the last two were free.
Yeah.
So this was, like, this would be, like, his first pay-per-view, like, big match, right? Immediately I was like, that sucks. I hope the dude gets better. I hope Okada takes his place. Like, in a weird,
I mean, Okada would have been the best opponent for him.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this. You know, and it kind of tells you a lot about the landscape of AEW.
Yeah.
Where your main guy, one of your main acquisitions is out. Who is his replacement?
Right.
Like, WWE could plug and play anybody.
Oh, a legend.
So let's say, the main event is Seth Rollins and AJ Styles.
Okay.
AJ gets hurt.
Finn Balor.
Oh, give me another one.
Roman.
Give me another one.
Bray Wyatt.
Give me another one.
Goldberg.
But with AEW, who could fill in?
Right.
That's not being utilized in a major angle right now.
Or in another company
or locked out or whatever. The reality is they don't have the depth in the roster.
Well, do you also think that the indie scene doesn't have that depth anymore either?
You know what's funny? Somebody asked me this. They said, you know, with AEW and, you know, everybody getting signed up and everybody getting locked up, what's going to happen to the indies? And I said, I'm never concerned about the indies. The indies are going to do well. The indies, there's talent that could wrestle on a main event independent level everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
There's so much of those guys. And I think you're going to have more of these stars get profiled, like Austin Theory. Great example, right?
Yeah, but he got scooped up.
He got scooped up. But there's so many of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, there's something special about them and they could work. You look, Ricochet 7 years ago was not a name anybody was discussing.
Sure.
Yeah, right? PWG, that was it.
Yeah.
You have all these guys. There's an abundant amount of these guys, and it's more opportunity for them to shine and be in a main event position on the independents.
Right, but who is like, in your opinion, the number one or number two indie guys right now?
That's a great question.
Who's making waves? Because all these guys are getting, like, scooped up by everybody.
I got to think about that.
Joey Ryan? Because he firmly is staying independent.
He's not my deal. Like, I get it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not my thing. Like, it's his I'm going to sound like Jim Cornette, but, like, comedy wrestling, it doesn't really, I get it. It belongs there. It's place, but it's not my, like, style. It also, the super high flying stuff is also not my style. I like more of, like, the traditional mat wrestling, but I understand that's literally my only opinion. You know, I'm a very niche product that really enjoys that. I'm not going to crap all over anything else, but that's a great question. Who do you think? Do you have any names that come to mind when you talk about independent wrestling?
I forgot his name, but that guy. Yeah, he's British. He's like 5'4". He's like completely jacked. And I think at some point he's taking on Walter. And I'm blanking on the dude's name, but his promo is ridiculous. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Listen, this crop may have exhausted this current crop of independent stars. They're all signed, and next year or two, somebody else is going to get locked into a deal, and other people are going to come up. Regardless, the biggest problem for AEW is depth in big stars in the roster. They got Jericho. Jordan Devlin? Are you talking about
Jordan Devlin? No.
He's phenomenal, by the way. You got Jericho. You got Cody. You got Omega and Moxley. Those are their stars right now.
Pentagon.
You throw Pentagon. Pentagon. But they really don't have a major crossover. John Moxley was there because he has that major market crossover.
Yeah.
And now he's out. I think Pac is a suitable replacement. I saw people saying, oh, CM Punk. And I'm thinking, you know, if there was ever an opportunity to debut and really cause a giant shitstorm, this would be it. But
yeah,
I don't think it's going to be him. We'll see what happens. So Moxley is out. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. And that's a little bit of a concern considering they have a real uphill battle with this TV show now.
Yes.
We'll go through the card of All Out in a little bit, but I do want to talk about this since the last show that we did. A little bit more detail about the USA story.
Yeah.
NXT debuting on USA on September 18th. Is that the date?
Yes, I think so. It's that whatever that Wednesday is.
Whatever that Wednesday is.
I'm looking up the...
September 18th.
The dude, yeah.
So it's going to give them it's giving them a two-week advantage over the product.
I think that's so interesting, dude. Like, it's done on purpose. We talked about this last week. You know, it's like we didn't do this on purpose, but we did it on purpose kind of thing. And I really do think this is like the weird wrestling battleground now for the end of the year.
What WWE did more than anything else, it conditioned you as the fan and will condition you further that AEW is not on the level of WWE, and it's on their developmental level.
Okay.
It's on their third television product level. That's what it did to the viewers.
I completely agree with that. I do think it's
great psychological change, right?
I found this dude. He's a guy who wrestles for Progress.
Pornography.
What's
his name?
It doesn't say his name.
Let me see him.
This guy.
Oh, he's a little guy.
Yeah, he's like 5'4", yeah. Super jacked.
I don't know who he is.
He's awesome, though. All right.
Bobby Guns?
Not Bobby Guns.
Ace Romero?
It's Billy Corgan. It's not
Billy
Ace
Corgan?
Romero. Billy Corgan.
Yeah. So it really conditioned the viewer into now saying, well, wait a minute. It's not about WWE versus AEW. Yeah. It's about NXT versus AEW.
Right. They changed the narrative.
Changed the narrative. And you know what? It worked.
Oh, 100%.
It hook, line, and sinker. It got every one of these fans to change the discussion of AEW is going to be better than WWE to now NXT, which is it's the internet's darling, and you can't really crap on NXT, which you're going to start seeing now.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that.
2-hour show.
It's a 2-hour show every week. It's going live on the 18th. I don't know if it's going to be live every week. I was told that they were playing with the idea that it's going to be every other week it's live, or every week it's live. It's going to be taped at Full Sail for the time being.
Yeah.
I can't see that to be the case going forward. Mm-hmm. I think this is just temporary. What do you think would look better? Actually, what do you think they should stay in Full Sail?
I do.
You do.
I do, because I feel like that. I always thought that was kind of cool, where they had like the students putting together like the shows.
Yeah, but that's out the window now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, do you want them to do an arena? Do you want them to change the look of it? Because I think
they're
going
to have to.
Was definitely inspired by Ring of Honor, and I think it was also a little bit inspired by Beyond. You know,
with just small,
yeah,
and,
just
yeah.
like small with the black everywhere, like yeah. one or two colors, like old school Ring of Honor had. All black and yeah. like a little bit of red. I don't know, man. That's a really good question. Like this is super interesting because WWE released that promo shot where it's like the NXT lineup and you see like Gargano, Mia Yim, like the Street Profits, and you're like, oh, this is the best thing to happen for fans in a long time for wrestling.
Yeah, I think it is. Listen, this is where the real war is going to be.
Uh-huh.
Now, the question is, how many fans still exist out there that are going to be going back and forth, and who has the advantage here? I don't think this is as... You know what's funny, though? And what's hysterical is people's real opinions come mm-hmm. out when it's something like this, right?
What do you mean?
I have heard the spin already. There in no way is this a major positive for AEW.
Right.
Right? This is not a positive. And people are justifying and trying to find positives with, mm-hmm. well, you know, Wednesday night is not a traditional wrestling night. And what WWE is doing, it's starting to condition its fans mm-hmm. with promotion on the WWE side, on the Raw and SmackDown side, that there's wrestling on Wednesdays, so mm-hmm. now more eyes are going to be on wrestling on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand that a little bit, but I don't think those people that are now being conditioned to watch wrestling on Wednesdays are going to be AEW guys. They're just going to be the remainder of the Raw and SmackDown guys that would be interested in NXT now.
It's I agree with what you're saying, but also at the same time, like, you, like you said before, you can't argue with NXT because it is the internet
darling. No, and it's the same audience that likes yeah. NXT that likes AEW. It's the same audience. This is not a WWE guys are going to tune into NXT, you know, only WWE guys, and then they'll find AEW and say, wow, look at this. It's not going to happen that way. The star power is way more on the NXT side as far as recognizable names.
Right.
Even if you don't know NXT.
Yeah. Plus, like you were saying before, like WWE has the luxury of that plug and play factor of if somebody's hurt or if somebody needs to go somewhere, they have so much depth that they could do it. So I think the big thing is going to be, let's see how those first couple of weeks go. And then I guarantee you on that October 2nd show, it's going to be, check out this episode of NXT featuring the return of Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah, they're all going to come back. Or NXT whatever. Reunion. What are you going to do when, you know, Seth Rollins, the first NXT heavyweight, the first NXT champion,
Ricochet,
shows up, and Ricochet shows up, and Balor, and Nakamura, and all these guys start going there.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Dude, you could do a Civil War thing, you know, the old NXT guys versus the new NXT guys. These are things that have never happened before in NXT.
Right.
And I know that the spin is, that people are going to say this is a negative, this is terrible. I don't think this is bad. I think this is interesting. I am actually more interested in the NXT stuff now, considering they're going 2 hours and they're going live and they're going to be putting in a lot of effort into this thing. And they're making $50-something million.
Over the course of what, like a couple of years?
It's $52 million a year. No, maybe a little. I forgot the number. I have it here, but
I thought it was like in the 30s.
They're in the plus.
Yeah,
They're not. They're making money off of NXT now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a newfound interest in this and making it work.
It's appointment television too now.
Yes,
for wrestling fans.
Yes,
you know.
And this also is the first time WWE has a real competitor at the same time. I know people are going to bring up TNA. TNA in no way was ever considered by WWE as a competitor on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
The stink was on TNA.
Right, right. From the get-go.
It could be $30-something million, and then there's like extras. Mm-hmm. I think you guys are right there.
Yeah, I think from the get-go.
TNA had a stink.
It had the WCW funk on it.
Always. Even when they had a good product.
Yeah.
Even with everything, there was that bizarre secondary funk on it. Mm-hmm. AEW doesn't have that funk.
There's no funk.
There's no funk.
There's no funk.
Except for Terry.
Or Flash.
Or Flash. Those are the only funks I want on my wrestling product.
Mm-hmm.
Funkosaurus.
I don't want the Funkosaurus.
What if we get Funkosaurus versus Luchasaurus?
I don't think that'll happen.
And they just act like dinosaurs in the ring? They don't even wrestle? They just eat lettuce?
It ends with the Funkosaurus sending the Luchasaurus a peeny pick.
That's bad.
He's got in trouble.
He did get in trouble. I think for NXT, I'm going to call their rating a 1.1 to a 1.2.
Okay.
Their first show.
Okay.
I think AEW is going to do about 800,000.
Now, okay, so here's a question to you, because obviously, you know, there are people in charge of this thing who are predicting all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, to combat the NXT stuff, AEW could clearly be like, and the host for this episode, Bret the Hitman Hart, you know? And then that can kind of be like, because they have dudes on the fringe that they can use.
Yeah, but who?
You know, like Diamond Dallas Page. Tommy Dreamer, you know, like
Ken Shamrock.
Ken
Shamrock's going to Impact, by the way.
Yeah, but that's so weird.
I'm into this. I'm into Ken Shamrock, man. I love him.
Do you really?
I do. I really do. I loved everything about Ken Shamrock. I was a huge Ken Shamrock fan.
You love everything about Ken Shamrock.
Everything about him.
Everything.
His big Stallone broken nose to, you know, his hairline and to his rage and his muscular body. Beautiful legs.
Tell me more.
Little boots, the red tights, everything about Ken Shamrock.
Little boots. I don't know, man. This is the problem. Like, we were talking about that before, the depth of who they can get, who's not locked up in a Legends contract, you know?
Yeah, that's a big part of this.
And, like, who could they do to, like, kind of bump the stuff up? You know, there's certain people, like CM Punk's a good example, right?
Like CM Punk, a great example.
If he turns around and they're like on the premiere of AEW TNT, CM Punk, you know, like you could be like, oh, you know, I kind of want to. I would rather watch this over NXT, right?
Yes, and I hate hot shotting, and you can't do that every week.
I also hate the fact that it's been almost 6 years and people are still expecting this dude to show up on Monday night, like every week.
I'm going to tell you something. I 100% expect him to return to wrestling. 100%.
Okay.
I'm not buying this thing that he's never wrestling again. He's never going to have a match again. I'm 100% he will return at some point. I don't know where. I think he, you know, this is the closest he's been. He's doing a signing for All Out. He's going to do the, StarCast. He's going to do a whole show there. He has a special guest. People are going to be, I think Conrad said that it's going to blow people's minds who his guest is.
Daniel Bryan.
Imagine if it's like Triple H.
Oh my God.
Or Vince. Okay. What's the reaction? Vince McMahon shows up to StarCast.
Huh.
Just shows up. Just walking around. Buys a ticket.
I think.
The whole thing just shuts down at that point.
I think that his presence would make everybody cower.
Yeah, he's freaking Vince.
And I do think the people that don't know him would run away and hide, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a very interesting thing because that dude has such a presence about him.
Today's his birthday, by the way.
To Vince?
Yeah. Happy 74 birthday, years old.
I think that's it would shut it down. I do think, like, you know, like it's wrestling, so there are definitely tricks up certain sleeves. The CM Punk thing is interesting. Like, who do you, like, what would blow your mind for a guest?
I think it's gonna be like Colt Cabana.
Okay. Not to laugh at Colt Cabana. Yeah. Like, I love Colt Cabana. He's a good King of the Indies guy. What if it ended up being Colt versus Kenny?
Colt versus Kenny?
I would have been cool with that.
Listen, dude, maybe you'll get a CM Punk run in and costing Kenny the match.
Or CM Punk run. Yeah, that would be cool. Like, what would blow your mind as a guest?
For him to interview or, like, whatever? Minoru Suzuki.
Oh, my God.
I want them to try to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to say.
They just stare at each other for 20 minutes.
Maybe Kojima. Yeah. He's a big Kojima fan.
Kenta called him out.
Kenta did call him out, and I thought that was very interesting. And holy moly, if you were to have a New Japan match, he's never wrestled in New Japan.
I don't think so.
He's only done, I think he did Noah.
Okay.
Right?
You mean
CM Punk. He did. Yeah. He did smaller stuff. Maybe I don't remember what he did, but he was never in New Japan. Dude, you wanna have a new leader of the Bullet Club?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You think so?
Oh my God! You imagine the feuds he would have over there.
Oh man, or the Bullet Club.
I
want to
see him and just all of them.
Everybody. Yeah.
There's a lot to be excited about. CM Punk possibly come back. It's a lot of. I don't want to waste more time on this. But
you get those five-star
never say never.
CM Punk Toriano matches.
Five-star Toriano and CM Punk.
AJ Lee. That's probably going to be it.
That's what people are saying.
Yeah. The Undertaker.
That
would blow my mind.
That would blow my mind.
If it's like Taker.
But Taker's not going to be there.
Ric Flair. Like any like Bret Hart, you know. I think Bret Hart would be a good.
They're both bitter men.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I think
they're cranky bitter men. Yeah.
Cranky guys.
So there's a lot going on with that side. So the card has shifted. The card has changed for All Out. NXT now on Wednesdays. Expect a huge build over this. Mm-hmm. The biggest story is how Fox was going to get this, and everything changed. Everything changed. Mm-hmm. And it really has to do with USA needing first-run programming that's going to have ratings. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the questions also here, and I'll ask you this, Rich.
Please.
With the fact that with NXT being on the network the following night, mm-hmm. on Thursday nights, is it really that necessary for to catch it on the first run?
No.
Unless they recondition you again to the old Monday Night War thing where, mm-hmm. oh my God, anything could happen. Anybody could show up.
I got to flip these channels.
I got to flip USA. I cannot believe we're going to be flipping USA and TNT again.
I also do think you're going to get the 24/7 title stuff on NXT more.
No.
Yeah. I think you're going to get that's going to cross over into that realm where it's R-Truth and Elias.
That's the end. That's the kiss. They're smarter.
Elias was an NXT guy. Remember?
He was. They're way smarter than we think. I think a lot of people are expecting that.
Uh-huh.
They're expecting the ECW situation all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Hammerstein Ballroom that day. Uh-huh. It was absolutely. They were going to burn that building down.
Mm-hmm.
When Big Show and Batista main evented for the ECW title, mm-hmm. and everybody just lost their minds, I think they learned. It's not going to happen, but I am willing to bet that the second those ratings dip, we're going to see John Cena's NXT debut. Roman Reigns is back in NXT. You're going to see this. It's going to happen, guys. I'm telling you, and it may not be a terrible thing.
No.
It may not be a terrible thing.
Oh, so good.
I want to see Seth Rollins versus Adam Cole in NXT.
I do think now because it's a legitimate third brand, like you said, it leaves room open for more crossovers between the three shows. And I do think you're going to get on occasion that thing of like, what's Daniel Bryan doing in the NXT zone? What's Cesaro doing back in the NXT zone? That's what they're going to call it now, right? The NXT zone?
Yeah. NXT zone.
Mm-hmm.
The NXT zone.
Who are you talking to right now?
I'm talking to myself.
What are you doing?
I had a very serious question come across my messages.
Yeah, is it about hair?
It is. It's always about hair.
It's always about hair.
Yeah. So, Ring of Honor. Mm-hmm. Do you know they're gonna have the Briscoes versus the Rock and Roll Express, and nobody knows about this?
I saw that. I'm excited about that.
What is happening to Ring of Honor? What has happened?
I think that they're really grasping for straws at this point, and honestly, the Briscoes are. God bless the Briscoes. Because they are so loyal to Ring of Honor.
I don't think they have a choice. I don't think anybody else wants them.
Nah. I mean, like, you know.
Would they fit into AEW?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Why not?
They didn't fit into WWE because of all the stuff that was said online.
Uh-huh.
I don't think AEW has any interest in them. I think right now for Ring of Honor, you got PCO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marty.
Marty, they're wearing those Enterprise Championship belts. Have you seen those?
You got Roosh, you got Flip.
Yeah. Other than that, really, who else do they have?
Let's go down their roster.
Let's see. Wrestlers. They call them wrestlers.
Razzlers.
Brody King.
Awesome.
I'm sorry. Alex Shelley, Bandito. Bandito Good.
Bandito
Good. Beer City Bruiser. Brian Millens. I'm not familiar. I should be familiar. Mm-hmm. Brody King, Bully Ray, Cheeseburger, Chris Sabin, mm-hmm. Hulk Cabana, Dalton Castle, David Finley, Delirious. Mm-hmm. I don't know how updated this is also.
If it's on the Ring of Honor website, yeah. I think it's pretty updated. Dave Finley. I do think they have a really great roster.
Jeff Cobbs. You think so?
Yeah. They have an awesome roster. Jay White is still listed as part of their roster.
This is not updated, their roster.
And this is on the Ring of Honor website.
But, you know, Matt Taven and Rocky Romero
Juice Robinson
listed also.
Still listed.
They just didn't create their own guy. What are the boys? Oh, the boys. Yeah. I'm like the boys.
The boys. Silas Young.
Not really a great roster here.
I think their roster's pretty good, dude. It's a solid roster.
Who could be their champion to bring them up from the ashes?
Marty? Flip. Marty Scurll, Brody King. I'm a big Brody King guy. I feel like Brody King's going to go to AEW at some point. And also, I disagree with you about AEW not wanting the Briscoes because they're pushing that tag team stuff big time. You know, and the Briscoes are one of the best tag teams in modern day wrestling.
You know what? I agree with you.
You don't like them because you think they're dirt men.
They are dirt men, but I agree with you. I think they're a great tag team, but mm-hmm. The time has passed. That whole thing has passed, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Cobbs could be their guy. PCO, I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think mm-hmm. I'm willing to bet PCO is going to WWE.
No.
He's going to show up there.
No.
Yeah.
In the NXT zone?
In the NXT zone, yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think Ring of Honor is in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The news coming out for the WWE Network is that even though they're going to have NXT on the network the day after, they still need live programming, live content. Mm-hmm. So expect Evolve to start doing more live content on the WWE Network. Expect Progress. It's a great way to kind of bring in that tiered pricing.
Absolutely.
More revenue coming in. And I would anticipate them to start doing some more TV stuff with that second-rate mm-hmm. NXT-level guys. But now, here's the good news. You're going to have Keith Lee profiled on there. You're going to have all these guys that have not gotten too much TV time on NXT TV because you have 2 hours of programming every week.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H is still running things. You know, he's still in control of everything. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what he wanted.
Yeah.
I saw a report saying Hunter's very upset over this.
No. This is the goal,
you know what
right?
that is? Do you know what that is? That's the fan. That's like that weird fandom where you're not allowed to get bigger.
Right.
You know, you talk about this all the time, comic books or movies or franchises. Once a franchise starts getting bigger and brings in more people,
mm-hmm.
people start turning on it because it's not my secret anymore.
Right. I think that's exactly what this is. And why would you not be happy at the evolution of something that could hardly be found on the internet, was on WWE.com forever.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden became a network thing. And then progressed every year to where it is now.
Well, think about where it started. OVW, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was OVW and Deep South.
And then FCW.
OVW had TVs. Did you ever do the tape trading of OVW TV? No. I did that. I used to get the tapes mm-hmm. of OVW TV like 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was just not great. 2001.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. It wasn't anything flashy. It was just, you know, it was like Smoky Mountain without the budget.
Right.
Now you went from that. You had Deep South. They had, then they had the Florida territory that was on TV in Florida. Mm-hmm. And then it just became NXT and grew from there, and it expanded, and we are where we are now.
A lot of the FCW stuff was really, really good, too. Especially because you got to see the evolution of Ambrose, Reigns, and Rollins.
Hmm.
And also, my favorite feud from FCW was the Ambrose versus Regal stuff.
That was great stuff.
Guys, if you've never seen any of the Dean Ambrose versus William Regal, like the career-ending stuff, fantastic.
Dude, he was Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
He was Roddy mm-hmm. Piper. Young, like a crazy, deranged young Roddy Piper. It was unbelievable.
Really, really good stuff. And that's when that whole thing with him calling out Foley happened. Ambrose calling out Foley. And that they couldn't get that match together because of all the brain stuff. That's what I'm calling it. The brain stuff.
I'll tell you this guy. I heard AEW's having trouble selling tickets for TV. Mm-hmm. They've sold out every single show. There's one. Mm-hmm. There's two markets that are slower markets that it's not selling out as quickly mm-hmm. in West Virginia. All right. You know, they're not going to sell out every show.
Right.
Doesn't work like that. WWE can't even sell out that building over there. Yeah. WWE had a pay-per-view that barely broke 10,000 people. Imagine if that was a couple years ago and we were like, I can't believe WWE barely could do 10,000 people.
Yeah.
WWE doing house shows in giant buildings that only drawn about 2,000 people.
Who is your main event for the first episode of NXT?
The main event for the first episode of NXT, I'm going to tell you they're going to go back to Gargano and Adam Cole.
Title change.
And they're going to do maybe a title change, but they're going to do very similar to that second match.
I also do think what's going to keep people glued to the NXT show, Velveteen Dream.
He's going to be fascinating for them. Mm-hmm. I think people are going to gravitate towards him. I think Matt Riddle could become a big star now.
Super bro.
Do you think, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
When we look at NXT's, you know, generational roster, right? There was multiple groups, right? There was mm-hmm. like the early group of Bo Dallas and all them mm-hmm. and then the Big E stuff.
Neville, Zayn.
Yeah, the Neville, Zayn stuff. Yeah,
which is great.
I have to tell you, NXT heated up after the Neville, Zayn stuff
yes.
and when Kevin Owens came in.
Yes.
That's when it started getting really hot. Mm-hmm. What era do you think was the best roster they had?
Oh, didn't at one point you had Nakamura, Balor, and Samoa Joe?
Main event roster, yes. Nakamura, Samoa Joe,
and
Balor,
Balor right?
and you had a Bobby Roode towards the end.
Yeah, I think that might be my favorite because you still had Kenta. I think you still had the Ascension showing up.
So like two, three. Well, you know what? This roster right here. So 2016.
Yeah.
Here we go. November 16th, 2016, we went to Rich, myself, and Deacon went to the theater at the Garden, which is
fantastic.
The Hulu Theater.
Yeah.
The main event was a six-man tag team mayhem. It was Gargano, Ciampa, and Nakamura versus Samoa Joe in the Revival. You had Asuka, Ember Moon, and Nikki Cross. You had Cedric Alexander mm-hmm. versus Bobby Roode.
Nice.
Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young. TM16 versus... I can't even open that. But regardless, I think that was the best one. Three years ago.
That one and a little bit before that were probably my favorites.
Yeah.
But now, again, like it's hard to quantify that because I really, really love this roster. The Gargano, Undisputed Era, Riddle, Ciampa. I'm counting Ciampa even though
he's
hurt.
Yeah, sure. Let's add him.
Velveteen.
Okay.
The Street Profits.
Okay.
The Forgotten Sons. Right?
They're still a thing, right? Yeah, that's all.
Oney Lorcan.
Who's going to be the next guy that gets a big push there? You think?
I think the Profits are going to keep. They're going to do.
No, I'm saying main event push.
Riddle.
You think it's going to be Riddle?
I think it's going to be Riddle.
They're holding off on him.
I think they're holding off on him. Riddle, Keith Lee. I think Keith Lee is going to. This is when they start bringing out the guys that you want to see on TV more.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, analysts are projecting up to $100 million for WWE from the NXT to USA deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is really big. If the analysts are kind of getting excited over this, JP Morgan is saying that this is around a $70 million deal. MKM is saying $50 to $100 million. Meltzer said at least $50
million. Wow.
Guggenheim said $30 million 1 or 2 years. JP Morgan saying, I'm willing to go with the JP Morgan analysis and say $70 million, and that makes a lot of sense if you're doing about a $50 million, just shy of 50, mm-hmm. and then you kind of add more on top of it. This is tremendous for WWE. They just made a lot of money from this.
Mm-hmm. Pete Dunne?
Pete Dunne needs a push. Punishment Martinez needs a push. Mm-hmm. What is it? What's his name now?
Damian Priest, apparently.
Damian Priest.
I think they're gonna have to bring over some of the UK people. I want to see Tony Storm. I want to see Rhea Ripley. You have good Io Shirai stuff going on. You're gonna get more Candice LeRae. I think their women's roster is
okay.
Very solid at this point.
But now you risk the exposure
of
2 hours of TV.
Okay.
They, out of the four shows that they do,
mm-hmm.
two are always good.
Okay.
they got to kind of get out of that mentality.
Okay.
It's way easier to put together a 1 hour product and make it look really good. Much harder when you're doing live and 2 hours.
What are you going to get more of? Like, are you think there's going to be more talking, more backstage stuff?
Yeah, more talking.
I want to see Regal back on TV again.
Well, you're going to get that.
I'm very excited about
you're
that.
You're going to get that.
I think at some point you're probably going to also get like a new TV GM.
Rhea is going to NXT, by the way.
Daniel Bryan. Okay. Cool.
Daniel Bryan shows up. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan versus Bobby Fish.
Daniel Bryan shows up with The Miz because that was the original NXT team.
You know what?
Who else is still around from that?
I got it. I got the main event. I got the first main event.
Miz versus Daniel Bryan?
Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
So good.
Yeah. Miz versus Oney Lurk. I don't know. I know we spent a lot of time on NXT right now, but it's very exciting stuff. I think it's really interesting to see how this is going to play out.
What's the main event?
The main event.
You cut yourself off.
I did cut myself off because I couldn't come up with a third guy. I think it'll maybe be a 3-on-3.
Okay. Daniel Bryan and his two guys versus
Daniel Bryan.
The Miz.
Well,
who else is around from that era?
I honestly think Seth Rollins is going to show up.
Okay.
Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, and Nakamura
versus
the Undisputed Era.
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind a 4-on-4, actually.
Versus Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, and Velveteen Dream.
Really? You think that's going to be the main event? Like,
and then
and then
the NXT guys start fighting.
Okay.
And then the WWE guys start fighting. And they go, it's Huddle Mayhem, we'll see you next week!
And they cut. I'm also glad that Moro's still doing commentary.
Yeah.
This is going to be really interesting. And this is less than a month away.
Less, 3 weeks.
I think they're going to move people back to NXT. Apollo?
I think Cedric and Apollo would benefit. What happens to 205 Live now?
I think that's going to get smushed into oblivion. Yeah. Or it's going to get added to SmackDown when they go to Fox for the third hour.
No. I was told no.
Oh,
I
wow.
asked.
Interesting.
Yeah, I asked about that. Very interesting you brought that up. What did you think of wrestling this week?
It was fine.
It was fine.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I actually did really... I watched Raw really quick, and I didn't have a problem with it. SmackDown was great. I'm over Dolph Ziggler.
You're over the whole
thing. I'm over Dolph Ziggler. I like the Fiend attacking... what's his name? Jerry the King?
Yeah. You're over the Fiend attacking people?
No. I'm down with that. Okay. But like, I thought that was
what
good.
What do you think of Braun Strowman and Seth Rollins as tag team champions?
Whatever, man. I don't care. Like,
weird.
I think it's weird. I think it's also setting up for a Braun Strowman heel turn.
Do you know what I really like?
The King of the Ring tournament?
I do like King of the Ring. But Randy Orton and The Revival?
Oh.
Dude, I love them. I think that's a great little, you know, triad.
It's very good because they're very like the three old school guys.
Yeah.
And also, like, clearly Randy's the boss, right?
Clearly Randy's the boss.
And, like, he's so much bigger than them, man. Like, I think Randy is the fascinating thing about Randy Orton is that when he debuted, he was not the biggest guy on the roster.
Isn't that crazy?
But now
he's like 6'4".
He's a big guy.
6'5", yeah.
Now he's the biggest guy on the roster. Like, he's bigger than everybody.
Yeah, he's...
Except for Braun. Like, he's bigger than every single person.
Well, he makes Kofi look tiny.
Yeah, he makes everybody look tiny. He made AJ look tiny. He makes The Revival look tiny. I think it's just his... It's just how, like... He's very wide, too. He's not, like, a thin, tall guy. He's a very wide, shoulder tall guy. How did you like the upset of Sami Zayn?
It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. Well, what do you do with him beyond this now? You know?
NXT. Well, he teamed up with Nakamura now, which I really love.
He's like his mouthpiece.
I love that. Yeah. I think that definitely breathes some fresh life into the Nakamura thing.
What did you think of the Daniel Bryan and the fake...
Fake Rowan?
Fake Rowan.
I was a little stupid. The Buddy Murphy-Daniel Bryan match was awesome, though.
Dude, Buddy Murphy's really stepping it up.
Yeah.
I know people are calling him a budget Kenny Omega now.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Good. Let him get that because that's giving him a little bit of the rub. I love his freaking V triggers that he does.
Yeah.
He does a phenomenal V trigger. His style has really changed to like a Kenny's style.
Yeah. Yeah.
I expect him to kind of get a little bit of a push here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's up to him what he does with it. I think since going singles and getting into ridiculously good shape. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about how body guys suck and we're in a different era. Mm-hmm. Put on a little bit of muscle. All of a sudden, people are talking about you. Wet your hair a little bit, kid.
Exactly.
Let your hair grow. Wet it. Take your shirt off.
Uh-huh.
Get some pecs.
Yep.
Do some flying knees and you're good. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Buys and tries, baby.
Buys and tries. Do all the glams.
What's a, what do you think the faction name for Randy and the Revival should be?
WWE actually has the tag right now. And
oh,
it says,
really?
It's not the name, but it called them a Dangerous Alliance.
All right.
I thought that was cool.
I'd call them the Randvival.
The Randvival?
Yeah.
I guess it's another way to keep the Revival mm-hmm. to a deal. What do you think of a lot of trios now, if you notice? You got the New Day, mm-hmm. right? You got that weird Usos and Roman Reigns.
You got
right?
the Lucha guys.
You got the Lucha guys. You have the OC.
Yep.
You got Randy Orton and his crew.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another trio?
You think they're gonna introduce a trios belt?
Doug Trio from Pokemon.
Okay.
I kinda like the little stables, the mini stables.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big on this. I'm big on stables. I think it works.
What would you call the Usos and Roman?
Oh, my God. The Samoan Queens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would just call them the Big Usos.
The Big Usos?
When they're with Roman, they're called the Big Usos.
Okay. Because
he's the big dog. Lucha House Party's already a name.
Lucha House Party's already a name. But that was a little... By the way, the Dangerous Alliance thing was maybe like a little tease.
Mm-hmm.
On their website. That's what they call it.
Which is cool.
Which is cool. I'm on the WWE website. This website is terrible, by the way. The WWE website. There's never mm-hmm. any news. You have no idea what's happening. Like, every time you go to their website, it's either The Undertaker or it's like a weird photo of King Booker.
Undertaker.com.
Undertaker.com. Who owns Undertaker.com?
That's a good question. Is there an Undertaker.com? I want to go to that right now.
Daniel Bryan looks... like Jimmy Valiant at this point.
If you go to Undertaker.com, it takes you to WWE.com.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
They own it, huh?
I think that is hysterical.
Undertaker. But what happens if you go to StoneCold.com?
And this is like what you typed in. It's Undertaker versus Old Undertaker.
Wow, StoneCold.com takes you to the Stone Cold Steve Austin page on WWE.com.
Wow, this is fascinating.
What happens if you go to ECW.com? WWE Classics. WCW.com.
Ooh.
They bought all of them.
I'm trying to check out DanielBryan.com. Let's see where that goes.
WCCW.com goes
a
to
of
a Parker.
Donger.
Just a dong?
Oh, it's just a donger.
I can't believe we're getting this weird...
This is insane, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting this weird thing right now in wrestling. Do you think it's going to mm-hmm. burst? Do you think this wrestling bubble is about to pop?
Nah, I think we're still on the uptick. BretHart.com goes to Bret Hart.
Yeah, so they own all of them.
No, I mean, like, it goes to, like, an actual...
Oh, it goes to his website.
Yeah. I think you should buy this.
What is this? ShawnMichaels.com. Use our domain service to buy ShawnMichaels.com. I wonder how much they're selling it for. SexyBoy.com. Go there. Go to SexyBoy.com and see what happens.
SexyBoy.com.
What happened? Oh, no!
Once again, just
no!
a donger.
No!
Oh, no.
Oh, that was a close one.
No.
You want to do mailbag questions?
Yeah,
guys, send us your questions.
Give us your queries.
I can't believe I saw what I just saw.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my God,
it was just a donger.
It was just a donger. Guys, submit your questions in the chat room. We'll do our best to answer them. If it's anything that you want to know, ask.
Do you think
we will try?
I got a question. Do you mm-hmm. think Randy and the Revival touch dongers?
Maybe. Didn't Randy have like a weird thing he would do?
He got in trouble.
What'd he do?
He would. I think he would. Stick his hand down his pants and then try to shake somebody's hand.
Try to shake your hand.
And then that was the rumor. And then when the person didn't shake his hand, he'd be like,
"What, you're not going to shake my hand?
You're not going to shake my hand?"
I would say, "No, dude. You just touch your junk.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I shake your hand?" Peter asks, if 205 Live gets canceled, what talent stays with the company and who leaves? Everybody stays with the company.
Yeah, everybody stays.
Unless they're firing you.
Right.
I think what they'll do, they'll just put them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tremendous amount of talent on that show.
If AEW beats SmackDown and Raw on their ratings, will you guys finally take your shirts off?
Yes, that'll be the moment that happens.
Who is Chris Jericho's mystery partners?
I don't know. You know, I was thinking Pac would be a great reveal,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of...
Not anymore.
Not anymore. So I have no idea who it could be.
CM Punk.
I fear it's going to be like
CM Punk and Colt Cabana.
Let me think. Okay. It's going to be someone on that roster.
Batista.
Darby Allin.
Okay.
I would love to see some sort of alliance between Darby Allin and Chris Jericho, and Chris Jericho just treats him like an idiot.
Okay.
And just makes him do things. Mm-hmm. And Darby Allin's just really creepy and weird, and Chris gets like freaked out by his weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happening.
All right. I don't think so. I'll disagree with that.
LAX? Imagine LAX?
I don't know if
and
that.
And he does the Conan role?
Oh, I don't know if that would do it.
Because they're boys, Jericho and Conan. He's like, oh, my boy Conan sent me Conan.
I think
O'Brien.
I think that would be, if Conan O'Brien and Andy Richter were Jericho's partners, I'd love that. I think it's going to have to be somebody that Jericho knows, quote unquote, right? Like somebody who has a history with Jericho, maybe?
Yeah, I was thinking that. So it has to, theoretically, that's what makes sense.
Lance Storm.
Lance is with Impact.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he like training?
Is he working? But the Lance Storm school is closing.
Any of Impact, by the way.
Lance Storm is closing his school, and I believe he's going to be more hands-on with Impact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al Snow.
Al Snow is busy doing his own deal. I'm telling you, I thought it was going to be, if you were going to go with like big, big names, it could have been Pac and CM Punk. That could have been their weird stable.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not going to be that. The other one was the Revival. I was thinking maybe he brought the Revival back.
Because
that would be an interesting, a Revival, and that would be a good introduction and the rub from Jericho. I thought that would be a possibility. I don't know now. I have no idea who it could be. And that's part of the great stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's part of the magic. You not knowing what it could be. Yes, it's Adam. Avoid his dinosaur future tag team champions. I love that.
I love that too. Imagine if, imagine if Jericho shows up and his tag team partners are Big E and Xavier Woods.
Oh my god! Under their real names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Will there be any surprise matches at All Out? I don't know. I got to look at the roster. I have a call with somebody next week. But hey, $5.
Thanks, bud.
How do I get as sexy as Rich?
Sorry, bud. You can't.
How do you do that?
Impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible for humans.
Let me see where I was.
Oh, Enzo and Cass?
Oh, dude, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That could be interesting.
That would be odd. They would get booed.
And
you want heat.
You want heat. That's it.
Yeah. They would get
booed. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Nobody, when I mean nobody, I don't mean literally nobody, but yeah. I'm saying as the masses, nobody's going to bitch like they did with Ring of Honor and how this is going to ruin Ring of Honor. You know what? All those people that said that now wish they were there.
They honestly, that would have.
You were there. You were there for that. I was there too.
It was awesome.
The freaking building. It was a heat. I mean, I couldn't believe. And it wasn't go home heat.
No, it was.
Everybody ate this up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the couple people on the internet that were complaining about because they weren't there and they didn't know what was happening. They got confused.
I do think that if they actually followed through with Enzo and Cass, it would have helped Ring of Honor a shit ton.
By the way, I also think that the Johnny Jesus.
The Johnny Jesus?
Johnny
is that a new
Jesus.
Guy?
Johnny Jesus, I like him. Johnny Jesus, what is that in Spanish?
Juanito Jesus? Yeah.
Juanito Jesus, a great, great wrestler. I think the fight was staged, by the way, with Enzo and what's his name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the
because Bully
No, not that. At the concert.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Joey Janela.
Yeah, I think that was all leading into something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be Enzo and Big Cass. I don't know.
That'd be
we'll
awesome.
See.
I have no problem with them.
Yeah. Rich, thoughts on Spider-Man not being in the MCU?
I'm over it.
It'll
happen.
Yeah.
I guarantee it'll happen. He'll be back.
Peter says, chopped cheese, underrated local delicacy, or overrated drunk food? Overrated drunk food.
I would say both at the same time.
Can I tell you something about chopped cheese?
Shoot.
Everybody's now acting like chopped cheese is like a staple in New York.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you have chopped cheese growing up?
I mean, if it's a Philly cheesesteak,
then a chopped cheese.
Like I've never had a chopped cheese. Growing up, Philly cheesesteaks.
Philly cheese, of course, yeah. But
yeah.
I love how now all of a sudden chopped cheese is like New York.
Yeah, bro.
Thing. Nobody ate chopped cheese.
Yeah,
it was like two delis, one in the Bronx and one God knows where that five people knew, and then now some 22-year-old blogger discovered this and said, "Oh my God, chopped cheese." And now everybody loves it. It's great. Listen, It's a freaking hamburger with cheese inside.
Yeah. You know what's next?
What?
New York deep dish pizza.
Ugh. Yuck. What? Give me more questions. Chopped cheese. How long for John Moxley to be out of action? I don't know. It depends how bad the infection is. Normally, he may be there for the first show.
Yeah. He said he'll probably make the debut.
He'll make the debut, but I don't know if he's going to be wrestling.
It sucks, dude.
Yeah. It's that's you. Chopped cheese is both. Can we do a shout out? Can we? I can't read this. I have to zoom in. Can you do shout out? Shout to my daughter, Ariana. Ariana, what up?
Hey, what's up?
Thanks, Rich. I need reading glasses, dude.
You need something.
It's so blurry.
How about a monocle?
I would love a monocle. Lady W add Tony Schiavone to the commentary team.
I like
Jim
the
Ross.
Way he spelled that too.
Yeah, it's literally how it should
a good
be spelled.
Phonetic spelling.
Tony Schiavone is interesting. So that's the other thing. Tony Schiavone signed with AEW. I don't know what capacity. They're saying it's a backstage role. Come on, dude. You got Tony Schiavone. I think they'll bring him out.
Never a fan.
Never a fan of Tony Schiavone.
Never a fan. Sorry.
I wasn't a fan when it was happening, and then I later realized how good he is. By the way,
he is very good.
I don't dislike Michael Cole.
Yeah, same here.
I think Michael Cole's a phenomenal announcer, and I think in 10, 15 years from now, if he's not calling wrestling, people are going to look back and say, wow, Michael Cole was really good. He is really good when he could do stuff and not have to produce and do 18 other responsibilities while he's calling a match. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a big difference.
You know how to read, right?
I do know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
Guys, can we get Andrew some help?
Where do y'all think Roman Reigns' attacker storyline is going? It's going to end up being Daniel Bryan, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Who Kenny else Omega. Is going to be? Kenny Omega attacked him.
Yeah, or the Usos.
Will Hangman have a chance to be the first AEW champion?
I think they're putting that belt right on Jericho.
I may not be a popular opinion. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think they have to put the title on Jericho.
Yeah.
They have to put that title on Jericho, and whoever he beats going forward,
yes,
it has to lead to him being, you know, destroyed in a match. I mean, just somebody has to be he's the kingmaker at this point for them.
Absolutely.
So who does he make? Who becomes the champion after Chris Jericho? That's the bigger question here. I think putting the title on Jericho is the smartest way to do this.
Your lineage will be Jericho, Hangman, at some point Pac, at some point Kenny, at some point Cody.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get a first singles win from Nick or Matt down the line.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't see that
happening.
I think
everybody gets that belt.
No. I think they're not going to do that. I don't think they're going to do that. What if Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman?
I'd love that.
I'm going to tell you, I saw Dennis last week. I don't think he knows what planet he's on. So
he's the Anunnaki.
He's the Anunnaki. He's the original human beings. This is what everybody on planet Earth looked like about 10,000 years ago. They were just giant Dennis Rodmans rolling around the streets,
floating
with orbs in their hands. This is how they would just float around.
Orange Cassidy got signed with AEW. What do you think of him? I love.
I know
Cassidy.
You like that stuff again.
He's great.
You know, depends what they do.
I'm cool with. There's one thing to be a comedy wrestler, but there's also another thing to kind of do the comedy wrestling in a different gear, like him, which I think is fantastic. And he's a good worker, too. Like, and legitimately, the guy is a good worker, but he found his niche in that character.
Yeah. Johnny Impact.
No, thank you.
You know what? He's like Ziggler to me.
Yes.
Him and Ziggler are the same.
Same, like same dude basically.
Yeah. Enzo's new look stands out so much more. I gotta see what his new look is.
He's got like a big dick on his forehead.
I never had chopped cheese, but still I'm looking forward to trying it. Dude, it just take you can make it at home.
Yeah.
Take ground beef, chop it up, and then put a whole ton of cheap cheese inside.
Cheese whiz.
And chop it up and put it on bread and you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Chances Impact and NWA. Get a national TV deal. I know Impact got a deal on something, right? Mm-hmm. I forgot what they're doing. But listen, the excitement of NWA was great with the Ring of Honor relationship. That went sour.
Yeah.
Maybe Impact and them could team up. I think these mini alliances are going to be good, but Impact, who does NWA have other than Magnus?
Magnus.
That's it. Question.
Billy Corgan.
thoughts on Bagel Guy versus Dykstra.
Is that happening?
That is happening. They're having a boxing match.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, that Bagel Guy, holy moly. Do you know how many of those I see regularly here in Bayside?
Oh, absolutely. Every day.
Every day. You go into any bar, there is a little angry man screaming about the women.
Except this Bagel Guy is homeless.
He's living in a van.
Yeah.
Ah, poor guy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's such an angry little guy.
I'm not saying he seems like an okay guy, but he's
Would
more...
you punch him? If he started his shit with you, would you punch him?
No, I'd put him someplace high.
I would. I would hit him. Here you go, little man.
I would
man.
Pick him up and put him someplace. I'd throw him, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. If he started something with me, I wouldn't hit him, but I would definitely just kind of like toss him somewhere. I'd put him on top of a roof. I'll roof him.
I would definitely kick the shit out of him.
Really?
Yeah. I would beat him up. I would definitely beat him up.
Why?
If he like started his thing with me.
If he got in your face?
If he got, I would beat him up instantly. I would take that little man and just wrap him up and then put him away.
Would you give him a
wet
like,
willy?
Like a Kenny Omega knee?
No, I would want to give him a wedgie.
Okay.
And then I would want to give him a wet willy. And then put his head in the toilet and flush.
Do you want to fight Bagel Guy?
I kind of do.
Oh, can we get this going? Can we get Andrew to fight Bagel Guy?
I feel bad for the guy.
Both
New York celebrities.
he could drive his van to the studio. You guys could fight in the park.
No, I would want to do it in like in a...
Sapphires.
Yeah.
Do it at Sapphires.
I want to do it at Sapphire.
And do it and make it mud wrestling.
That's even better. In our underwear. Even better. Even better.
I really don't want to fight Bagel Guy.
No, you do. I think he's entertaining.
I want to see this. I want to see Andrew versus Bagel Guy.
I just see too many of those bagel guys
at
everywhere.
Sapphires.
Yeah, I see too many of those bagel guys everywhere. Question thoughts on Bagel Guy. What else do we have? He said he will be back. I don't know who he's talking about.
And what's going on with Shelton Benjamin?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. They gave him like that weird like
promo last week.
Yeah. I don't know, man. A lot of these guys, I think.
By the way, he's a big dude, too.
He's a very big guy. A lot of these dudes on the current roster, I think, are like. Yeah, we're gonna make you very happy. Just don't go anywhere.
Well, he was part of that crop that got signed when SmackDown went live on Tuesdays, right? When they did that big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the obscenely low offer time WWE gave to all these guys. I could tell you major names in wrestling were offered $60,000 a year, $75,000 a year, $100,000 a year contracts just to go back. It was so abysmally low that people were so offended by it.
Curt Hawkins
went back. Jinder.
Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton.
Am I missing somebody?
Drew. But Drew went to NXT. That was a whole different thing.
Yeah. I think he got a better deal.
They also had the Headbangers. Remember that?
Oh, for like one episode?
I love two or three. I love that. I got really into it. Ugh. They're just gross people. You know what? They listen to Gwar, and they post terrible stuff on Facebook.
Sludgemen.
Thomas NWA is TV deal now. Thanks, Andrew. You made her blush. Awesome. Can we buy Andrew a W4F shirt? What is that?
Read the thing that he put after that.
Where is that?
It's in the same sentence.
I lost my place. I'm like an old person.
Reading is your friend.
Ah, yeah. Thank you. Like the OG TNA commentary. What will Golden Boy be doing on AEW? I have no idea. Orange Cassidy got signed. We spoke about that. Yeah, I watched SmackDown for the first time in months just to see who Roman's attacker was and was so disappointed. How do you feel about that? It's leading to something else. It's not going to be the weird guy that looks like him. What the hell is WWE doing with Shelton Benjamin? Oh, Eli Drake. Eli Drake is with NWA. Yeah. Bagel Storm is NWA.
Bagel Guy versus Intern Deacon.
I think Bagel Guy would kick his ass.
You think so?
Yeah.
I would watch that. I'd watch that fight.
Oh, how do you think Intern Deacon would do in that fight?
Terribly.
Terrible.
I do think he would get his...
My nose!
I do think, no offense to Intern Deacon, I do think Bagel Guy would kick Intern Deacon's
ass. Yeah, because he's crazy, Bagel Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intern Deacon would just worry about his nose. Oh, my nose! That's what he would do, and he would come to me.
Or unless Bagel Guy runs at him, and then Intern Deacon moves out of the way and trips him.
Yeah. British Bulldog, get enough signatures for Hall of Fame. So this whole weird thing about people are petitioning for the British Bulldog to go in the Hall of Fame, there is nobody has said he's not going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
They're just waiting for the moment. Like, it's not like a, you're screwing them year after year. It's not nothing like that. And to be honest, those petitions mean nothing.
Yeah.
Like, a petition to for who?
Exactly. Like, oh, we better do
this. Yeah, yeah. Like, I get it. I get, like, dude, I want to see him in the Hall of Fame. The dude was great. But they have a strategy as to who goes in where.
They also need to figure out a way for Ric Flair to get a third Hall of Fame ring when they induct Evolution.
I have they not done it? I thought they did Evolution. No.
No.
Oh my God, he's gonna have three of them.
Horseman,
himself, and Evolution.
And Evolution. That's gonna be his third Hall of Fame ring.
Who else could possibly get three of them?
Triple H.
Hogan could get two with NWO.
Yeah.
Triple H could get three. One DX, himself, and Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody get four?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Who get four of them?
Oh, that's a really good question. Ah, Hogan.
What would he get it for?
Just for Hulk Hogan, NWO.
Okay.
Hollywood Hogan.
Uh-huh.
And
racist Hogan.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You get put in the Hall of Fame for that.
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of them.
That is really interesting to do, like, the three rings, right?
The three rings is a Sean get three? No, Sean could only get two. The click. You do fourth with the click.
I guess. I think that's a stretch, though.
Yeah. Foley could get four. Cactus Jack, Mick Foley.
Sure.
Dude Love, Mankind.
Rock and Sock Connection.
Rock and Sock Connection. Interesting. All right.
What about The Rock?
The Rock only needs one.
Yeah.
Only one for The Rock.
Nation of Domination.
You know, does a Nation of Domination go in the Hall of Fame? Do they want to bring up the gang warfare race versus race, the race wars of 1997? They don't want to bring that back up.
Tough, yeah.
You got the Puerto Ricans and the white supremacists and the black nationalists going at it.
Launching platform for The Rock. So who knows?
What a crazy. How many strap matches, Puerto Rican strap matches, has Savio Vega had? God.
Does Savio Vega get into the Hall of Fame?
I hope so. I loved him. He was my favorite guy.
Really?
He looked like, you know, every Puerto Rican guy in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I was into them. I actually was really into Savio Vega. I thought he was awesome. He had a great match with Austin.
Yeah.
That was it.
Dudley Boys only get two, right?
Dudley's only get two, yeah.
I mean, like,
one.
They
one
get
each.
The one, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it up. All right, guys, cool. That's it for this week. We'll see you Tuesday. We're going to do a show Tuesday?
I'm going to try, yeah.
All right, we're going to try to do a show on Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Take care.
Later.
I love all of you. Bye-bye, my babies.